This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Is upon us. Let's have a little social experience, shall we? Have an educational experience. Have just an experience. It's cool to have experiences, the physical, the emotional, the mental, the spiritual experiences that all become a part of our day, and that's what the DJV program is all about, an important part of your day. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. And Jay Kirshner is at the social media desk. If you want to be a part of the show, if you go to Twitter, you can follow us at DJV Show. Instagram, same thing, at DJV Show. On Facebook, you can like us at DJV Show. And while you're there, you can favorite us. Favorite, you can be, we can be your favorite.
What does that mean?
Actually, Jay, to be favorites. How many favorites can you have?
Yeah, with Facebook, whenever you like a page, it doesn't necessarily mean that you will see posts from that page in your newsfeed. A lot of times you have to go to the page itself, but if you favorite the page, then you will see those posts in your newsfeed.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, never miss out on anything DJV show related.
Well, listen to that. How about that for being a good Girl Scout as we get started here with the parade of the century, or is it the parade of the decade, or the parade actually isn't going to be a parade. I remember that old song, ladies. I love a parade. I love a parade.
I love a parade. The tramping of feet. I love every beat. I hear of a drum.
All right. Why would you love a parade?
No, why would we know what that is?
What, I love a parade?
Sounds from like 1920.
It's probably 1929, 30, 31, somewhere in there. Why wouldn't you?
You're dating yourself.
You can. I'm not necessarily dating myself. I'm sure there are a lot of people. There's probably a modern version of that song around somewhere, wherever it may be.
I think President Lady Gaga covered it.
Right, exactly.
Gaga did?
Is that the one she duets with Ariana Grande? I'm pretty sure, right?
That's probably, yeah, right, that's it. All right, so to continue to be relevant, Jennifer, would you like to bring us up to date on the inaugural parade or the parade? Isn't there? Well, you have to expect
No, because there is none.
Right.
Something to bring you up to speed on.
It's a virtual parade.
Right.
Yeah. So what else? Let's see. The inauguration will include a virtual parade at locations across the country and will be followed by guidelines for crowd limits. Good God.
The Good God. That's safe.
Because are we that stupid that we still don't know? It's adhering to the crowd guideline. We know what the guidelines are.
Have you seen people adhering? Because I see people not adhering.
So how much more talking? Me too. But how does keeping it as a focus, I mean, there ought to be a better approach, I guess. I don't know.
I think it's setting an example. If people are doing it the right way, then, you know, saying these are the guidelines and this is what we're following. You know, I don't know. I think it's setting the right tone, even though not everyone's following it for whatever reason.
Right. So anyway, there won't be any parade down Pennsylvania Avenue. There's no reason to have any stands, any of that stuff. So we'll save a few million bucks not having to do that, right?
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah.
And I don't know how many people would be there anyway. I mean, how exciting a candidate is Joe Biden? I don't know anybody who excitedly voted for Joe Biden. So
I do.
I mean, I know people who voted against Trump, but I don't know anybody who was like, yes, Joe Biden's running. I mean, I don't know any of those people.
Well, but those people aren't going to be in your circle anyway because they don't like Biden to begin with. And most of the people in your circle don't like
What are you talking about? My circle is filled with people who vote for all sorts of people. Yeah, okay. I mean, my own mother, for God's sake, loved Joe Biden. And in 2016, she had a Hillary Clinton sticker on her car. She did not have that same sticker on her car for Joe Biden. I would contend there was much less enthusiasm about Joe Biden than there was about previous candidates that ran on that side of the ticket. So I don't know how many people would be out there celebrating. Well, there are a lot of people who are excited to see a woman get sworn in for vice president. So. Okay, well, I'm just saying, Doug. Geez.
I know. I can say, and when you say, when it okay. was somebody you don't like. Well, I don't care for the woman.
I don't particularly like Kamala Harris either. I'm just saying this is an historic moment, and there are a lot of people who are very excited. I am excited that there's finally a woman being sworn in to one of the two top offices in our country. We are so far behind in female leadership compared to every other developed nation. This is a big deal for the country and for the history books.
Why do you think
it's
that
the first time?
Why are we so far behind? Because if that
I don't know. I have no idea. But I think this is actually the first time that we never see the vice president sworn in. And I think this is going to be the first time that it's going to be in the focus. So there will be some things that are different
just
about
devil's
it.
Advocate.
Obviously, we're in
would
the
you
middle
have been
of,
that would you have been that excited about Sarah Palin getting sworn in?
I would still
truly.
Note the historic nature of it, sure. I thought she was a moron, but I'd still say, well, at least we've at least crossed that threshold. Absolutely. I don't like Kamala Harris, but there's still the historic nature that I think all women in this country are acknowledging.
Consistent. Yeah, that's consistent. Okay.
I was just curious. I wasn't doing it to be argumentative.
I would rather it be. I wish it was Hillary Clinton who was vice president, actually, if you had to have a first woman. I would like to have seen Hillary Clinton be the first.
I don't know if she would have been
president.
Satisfied with that, to be honest.
No, maybe not. I'm just throwing it out there because it gives us another woman to focus on women, not necessarily voting for women. But Hillary wasn't that attractive a candidate. Or was she? She really got 3 million votes more than Trump. But then I don't want to start that conversation over again.
Yeah, I don't even. So, I can't even go back. I mean, we're so stuck on a hamster wheel here at this point. It's ridiculous.
So, and part of that wheel, Victoria, is the violence that has been predicted. But once again, the news media is trying to stir the pot. It seems to me there are some
protests. Oh, I don't think it's the news media this one, Doug.
Well,
this
who's
is, I don't know
be
if you've
there?
Seen what's on social media. This is. I am not looking forward to what's going to happen tomorrow. They've already arrested the leader of Proud Boys with fire. Arm magazines in his possession, and he was arrested on a separate charge of burning a Black Lives Matter flag the last time he was in D.C.
During the summer.
That's what he was charged with.
No, but listen, nobody worried about vandalism during the summer. We gave those people space. So you know what? Whatever happens this week,
those
give them
people?
Space. The hypocrisy of those people running Washington, D.C. to call in the National Guard 3 days before anything has even happened is so ridiculous. No one did that this summer when the whole country was on fire.
But why are we going back?
The National Guard was called into multiple cities this
whole
summer.
Only because Trump pressured for the National Guard to be pulled in. No one was called in preemptively. They gave people space to protest. So give the people who you don't agree with space to protest if you're going to be
weapons?
Consistent.
They
brought them to the BLM protest. They were beating people over the head with bricks and destroying property. So
they need firearms.
I don't believe
that's what they
I
need
don't
to
believe,
peacefully protest.
Look, okay. I am consistent here because I do not believe
you
should be violently protesting anything. But if we are going to allow people to peacefully protest, then give those people the opportunity to do that. And I feel like it's one side
or
the other.
I just don't understand
why one side gets to protest and the other doesn't. That was one person. I'm sure there was one person in the summer also had.
So the
weapons.
Leader of Proud Boys shows up with all kinds of weapons, and he's the only one. Okay.
I don't
who is
even
that
know
guy?
Who the
anyway,
Proud Boys
I saw
that
he was arrested.
Yeah.
Who is this?
Oh, everybody knows
no
who Proud
one
Boys
does.
Are, Jen.
Come I don't
on.
Know
yes,
who they
nobody
are.
Nobody does.
Yeah, Enrique Tarrio or whatever. Enrique Tarrio. He's the leader of the Proud Boys. He's been all
I've
over
never
the press.
Heard
he's done
until the debates.
He's
ever.
Done
ever.
A ton
ever,
of interviews. Well, you can see them because they wear yellow and black, and they wear all kinds of, like, you know, militia-style gear. And the hotel that they party at, that where they were the last time, has already shut down now preemptively because they don't want them congregating like they did before. They
I
broke
just think
all the
protocols. We need to treat Proud
of,
Boys like Black Lives Matter. We need to because they're both groups, obviously, that are destructive. If that's what we're going to say about Proud Boys, which,
you're talking
again,
about rioters. That's different.
So is Black Lives Matter. You don't think they're rioters?
Oh, my
God. I don't
God.
Think. Okay. No, I don't That's, think there are.
No.
I think there
I
are some.
I have a ton of friends
who have
marched with Black Lives Matter, and there isn't
I'm
a single violent
I'm sure I have a ton
episode.
Of friends who marched for Trump that without one violent
yeah,
incident.
That's true.
But
I
there's
think
violence in both groups,
both
and I'm
sides.
Sure they admit it. Yeah, come on.
All right, so who's this guy from Georgia, Representative Adam, is it Kinzinger, who suggested that he regretted voting for the president? He appeared on
He was pretty loud this weekend about he's against standing up on January 6th to talk about the election. So what's going to happen tomorrow? So today, I mean, I think we're bearing the lead. Today is the Georgia runoff election. So that's happening today. Tomorrow, it is going to be another consequential day. And strap in. It's going to be a mess and it's going to be uncomfortable. And, you know, it's probably going to stink to watch for a lot of us. But you're going to have people stand up in both the Senate and the House of Representatives saying that there was stuff that was wrong with election fraud in multiple states. And so there is going to be a suggestion of an election commission to investigate that fraud. Some Republicans are going to stand up for it. Some aren't. Adam Kinzinger is a Republican. He thinks it's setting bad precedents. So does Tom Cotton. He's not alone. This is causing kind of a split in the Republican Party about whether or not this is the right path forward. So I don't know. I feel like the fact that it's come to this, I wish that early on we could have come up with some sort of commission to truly investigate the claims that were made, but that didn't happen. So now we're at the point where people are going to start rioting and protesting. And,
well,
and
so
there's
going
to be a mess in Congress.
Bill Barr had the chance to do that. He said there was no election fraud. He said there was
because
no reason to do a commission or to investigate. And he's the attorney. We know how close he and Trump are. He's basically been Trump's, you know, new Rudy Giuliani. So if he says that there isn't enough evidence, which pissed Trump off, I get it. That's not what Trump wanted to hear. I mean, this is just,
but
there are so many Republicans who even voted for Trump who are saying this is just made up. This is pulling the country even further apart. And there's no evidence. That's why all the courts have tossed every one of these cases out.
But I mean, okay, so there's a couple of differences. First of all, Bill Barr refused to take that case because federally, these are state issues. So each issue that is being raised by the Trump campaign and by Republicans, they're state issues. So Bill Barr would not be taking that on from a federal level. Would Trump want him to do that? I'm sure Trump would want him to do that. But truly, with the law, you have to go state by state when you deal with these issues. Within the states, the problem is that the campaign and the people who were making these allegations didn't have time to build the case. I mean, think about it. When you're trying to prove something to the extent of what these people are proving, it takes a year. It takes 2 years to get the affidavit sworn. And so every judge that threw this out was
hundreds of affidavits that were already signed.
They have 250 of them sworn, but you have to get people in to testify. You have to actually build the case. Every lawyer worth their salt will tell you it takes longer than a few weeks to do that. And so when they would take their stuff to the judge, it would be incomplete. The judges would toss it. What I think a lot of people are hearing is that somehow it was already taken through the court system. It never really even made it into the court system. So there was no real legal.
Nothing can move forward.
Can you imagine?
You
I started this whole thing
case.
By playing "I Love a Parade." This whole conversation was very stimulating. Thank you, ladies.
There's
I'm
a lot.
Sure
hey, this conversation's happening a lot. I mean, we have to not be afraid to have it.
It's really
it's happening right now,
look,
everywhere
and
every city.
There's a lot of stuff that is creating tension. Tension sometimes is good, sometimes it's not good. If we can work our way through this electoral business, electoral college, and looking at how these various Republican senators say they plan to challenge the college, it could delay the inauguration, things like that. I don't know if that's the results are not going to change, but having an election commission, if it really isn't packed and stacked with phony balonies and had some real people that had real teeth and real knowledge of our system of the Constitution. I've for a long time maintained we need a constitutional convention to change lots of stuff that needs to be updated, and this is just
we'll
kind of one of them.
We'll never have another constitutional amendment. We're too divided.
Well,
we will
let's
never
not hold
have
that
the numbers.
Maybe
that
we'll
we
change. Things will change, maybe. I'm open for that. I'm also hoping that a lot of people are keeping their nose clean, literally and figuratively, so that you, as we really kind of move into the bowels of winter, January, February, where it's cold and miserable and nasty in much of the country, wet, snowy, all the stuff that comes around when you, even if you don't have COVID to deal with, you get flus to deal with, you get colds to deal with, you have lots of allergies to deal with, and these germs and viruses that are floating around, you can clean them out. It's kind of like a Roto-Rooter for your nose, in a manner of speaking, the way I look at the way this process works. From Navage, NAVAGE, it's the nasal cleansing system that works on an all-natural basis, because a lot of things are attributed to what goes into your nose that happened to your body. So let's make sure the nasty stuff never makes it. Check out Navage.com to order your kit. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's 23 after the hour on the DJV Tuesday, January 5th program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and we're going to find out what's trending right after this.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAssets.org, number 33.
All right, so let's find out what's trending. Jay, what do you see that has some teeth to it?
Well, reports yesterday that Tanya Roberts had passed away on Sunday seem to have been false. And they all started with her husband saying that he saw her take her last breath, but she's still alive.
Yeah, this is the strangest story.
How do you do that?
This is the strangest story ever. And this was trending last night. Like, it started, and TMZ broke the news that she was still alive. And everyone's like, wait, what? It's so bizarre that he left the hospital and made this statement about, you know, he saw her take her last breath, and then he called the rep, and then the rep started calling all the news outlets, and then the story was everywhere. And there were tributes to her. I mean, we did it yesterday on the show. We were paying tribute to her. And so it turns out she's not dead. I don't understand. I mean, I said to my husband last night, I'm like, there's no way I would ever leave the hospital if there was any doubt whatsoever. And the doctors, you know, I don't know. I just don't understand how this happens. How do you leave the hospital? Your wife is on a ventilator. She's still alive. She's still breathing. And then you tell everyone she's dead. I don't get it. I don't get it.
So how
it's
do you
very strange.
It is.
That's a really weird one.
And I a lot of people were, because, I mean, this was a big story. It started trending when we were here, but it blew up in the morning. Yeah. And it was like on front page on our local news sites. I mean, it was everywhere that she had passed away. Ugh.
Well, she's in critical care, and so we're not really sure what her status is.
She's still in poor condition, but still.
So, and we don't know what the cause is. We just know she collapsed on Christmas Eve, and she was rushed to the hospital and then placed on a ventilator. So it could be COVID. It could be something else. It could be, an embolism, aneurysm. That's a lot of that happening right now.
Lots of speculation and not a lot of information, which seems kind of strange. You'd think the hospital would want to clarify it right away. Where is she? At Cedars-Sinai? Did I see that somewhere?
Yes, I think
I think she is. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right, what else have we got that's trending that will attract our attention? That's nothing more spectacular than that one.
Well, all over Twitter as well, Ivanka Trump posted a photo with her dad. They were en route to Georgia, and she did not tag her dad, but she tagged Meatloaf. So you know Twitter is having a fun day with that.
I don't know, but that's funny. People,
how does that even happen?
All night long.
Her father doesn't look like Meatloaf, doesn't sound like Meatloaf. So
I don't know if Ivanka runs her own social media, but when she wished her sister Tiffany happy birthday, she tagged the wrong Tiffany. I've never tagged like my brother in the wrong way. I don't know. Maybe.
All right, wait a minute.
Ivanka's
shocking...
doing it too quickly, or she's got somebody else doing it.
I have a shocking revelation. You ready?
Yeah.
I've never tagged anybody for anything
in
my
life.
That's
shocking.
No?
We got it.
No shock there. You sure?
I'm sure. You said, what's a favorite to start the hour? I'm pretty sure we knew.
What do you mean? What did I say, what's a favorite? What is... What's
that was
the
equivalent of what is Aleppo. I mean, that's like...
Tracks,
because you love that party,
Yep, all right. It's 28 after the hour, in case you didn't know that, folks. This is the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story on Nick Miles. In an effort to help make our streets safer, Ford is launching a new tool to aid cities using connected vehicle data and artificial intelligence to help build smart and safe transportation systems. Safety Insights is a web-based software tool for transportation planners and engineers from Ford that synchronizes crash data from multiple sources and combines it with Ford's own connected vehicle data. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all-electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal rate, wait, and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Politics is front and center today. The Georgia Senate runoff elections are going to the polls. The two Senate seats will determine the numerical makeup of lawmakers.
Georgia, there's no one in America with more power to make that happen than you, the citizens of Atlanta, the citizens of Georgia.
And I have to tell you that the stakes of this election could not be higher.
If Republicans win both races, they will control the Senate majority with only 52 seats. If Democrats win both, it'll be a 50-50 50 Senate. A split would produce a 51-49 GOP majority. The New York Stock Exchange announced late Monday it no longer plans to delist three Chinese companies. In November, President Trump signed the executive order prohibiting American firms and individuals from owning shares in any one of the 31 Chinese companies listed as enabling China's army. After China threatened retaliation for the action, the New York Stock Exchange reversed its decision. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The president's phone call over the weekend to Georgia's Secretary of State's office has raised a few eyebrows. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
A leaked audio tape of a phone call President Trump had with Georgia's Secretary of State, in which he appeared to ask election officials in the state to overturn the election in his favor, has been drawing reactions since its Sunday release. Senior Trump campaign advisor Kayleigh McEnany says that with the tape's release, the Secretary of State can't be trusted. She tells Fox News that during the call, the president was trying to shine a light on some of the data from the November election.
The claims the president was making. He walked through on that phone call. You read the transcript of various tranches of ballots that he has used publicly identified data from the U.S. Postal Service, from the Georgia Secretary of State's office to call these ballots into question. This is publicly available information. Based on this public data, it raised questions on about 24,000 ballots by a conservative estimate. And now you have the Georgia Secretary of State saying, we have our own secret numbers, but we won't show them to you, even if you sign a confidentiality agreement. That should tell you all you need to know from the same person who's leaking audio, his conversation with the President of the United States and his attorneys.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
The polls in today's Georgia Senate runoffs will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. local time. Veteran talk show host Larry King, who was recently hospitalized with COVID-19, has been moved out of the intensive care unit at a Los Angeles hospital and is breathing on his own. King's family reported that he continues to improve. He and his sons thanked everyone for the outpouring of support and can't wait to get home. King is 87 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
If you're on a boat, be careful. Could be a very serious swale or two in the water today taking a ride. There are a lot of people, you know, we think people listen to the radio in their cars, but a lot of people who are down south, let's say in Florida or along the Georgia coast, out in their boats, they listen to us on their boat. Do you know that, ladies? You're actually probably helping to attract fish to some fisherman's boat if he plays it loud enough. It's like the cows do well when they listen on the radio to, they do well milking when they listen to the soothing sounds of the DJV show. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner is here at the ready. You can follow us on Twitter at DJV show, on Instagram at DJV show. Facebook, you can like us at DJV Show. The Grammys are still... I was looking at the award show list for this year. The 63rd Grammys are still going to be held on January 31st. The Golden Globes on February 28th.
For Screen all those amazing movies that came out.
Yeah, I mean, what are we...
Although there was a lot of good
Academy
TV.
Awards in April?
There was a lot of really good TV, so yeah. Golden Globes, they'll just do their virtual thing probably like they did for the Emmys. The Emmys actually... were really good this year. They pulled it off.
But the Oscars are the weird ones for me.
Yeah, that's going to be weird. Yep.
Because
yeah.
I can't tell you other than Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
And I think there was a cartoon. Tenet. Mulan. So I can think of Mulan and Wonder Woman. Those are the only movies I can
Mulan
think of.
Mulan was drugged. Well,
I didn't see anybody. Tenet, but that was the big, that was the first one that was in theaters late fall. But,
I don't even remember,
yeah.
But it sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah, and then I don't even know if Wonder Woman was early enough to be considered.
That's true.
You know how there's always
no,
like a
think
weird cutoff?
For the end of the year, I think that's what they push. Remember that
well, I don't think Wonder Woman's going to win anything, but maybe
pushing. It's irrelevant because that's not what's going on, unfortunately, one way or another. You know, I was looking around yesterday, my clickbait time that I spend when I get off the air, I usually spend a few minutes, Victoria, in honor of you, going through some of the clickbait stories.
Getting viruses something. In honor of me?
Well, yeah. I don't know if there was a virus attached to this. I also thought about Jennifer because it was about cruising and cruise ships. Do you know?
The Queen of Carnival.
Yeah, well, that the Carnival and the other large, there are about 12, 13, 14 large cruise lines in the world. And of that group, there have been, in the last 6 to 7 months, and we know they all got canceled, but do you know how many ships have been sent to the scrapyard that even, they're not even that old? And airplanes that are being scrapped that are only 20 years old, normally they run them for 30, 35, 40 years, but the scrapyards in Turkey especially are loaded with all kinds of cruise ships that you've seen that seem, if you look at the pictures of them, they've only been around. They're very modern ships. So I'm thinking to myself, isn't there something better they could do with all of this stuff? Imagine the millions and millions and millions of dollars that it takes to build tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars to build some of these ships. And they're bringing them over to the ports in Turkey and they're scrapping them. Because the metal in the ships is worth more than the ships are to have them just sit in a dry, not in a dry dock, but in a port someplace, waiting for the cruise business to come back again.
Can I ask find you an unrelated, related question?
Yes, you may.
What publications do you read to prep for the ships?
Well, that one I just, there is a publication called Airliners.
Like Scrap Metal? Scrap Metal Weekly.
Right. But I just find that it's sad, actually.
Because
so
here's the funny
that.
Thing. Right, like Georgia, which everybody on the planet has been, like, throwing money in. People have been moving to the States so they can vote. And Doug's like, you know, Scrap Metal in the port of Turkey.
Right,
it's
that's
really on my mind
breaking
today.
Breaking news. Yeah.
Glad that I could be.
It's just funny. I was just wondering, like, where it came from.
Well, you all know that I don't follow the same course of thinking that everybody else does, so I was interested. I'm tired of all this other baloney.
And the world is falling apart over the next 48 hours. But there's some dead cruise ships in Turkey.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. It's tough for them. All right, so if you're planning a trip and you're not going to cruise, you may want to make note of the fact that Southwest is going to start today selling tickets for $29 one way on their system. They're trying to fill up the planes. The nation's largest domestic carrier. They carry more passengers than anybody else in the country. Has fares $29. Let's see, where can you go? From Baltimore to Boston for $29? Why would you want to go to Baltimore? What's going on in Baltimore?
From Baltimore to Boston? Sounds like why would you want to go to Boston is the question.
Well, maybe that's either or. I'm sure it's the same
both places
in both
places.
Why would you want
to I'm locked down.
Why would you want to fly anywhere that's not necessary right now?
Atlanta to and from Raleigh, because I just want to get out. I want to go do some overnight stuff.
I know.
Atlanta to and from Raleigh, same price. Chicago to and from Minneapolis. Denver to and from Salt Lake. Phoenix to and from Las Vegas and Palm Springs and Los Angeles. A couple of my friends are driving to Palm Springs in a motorized vehicle. What do they call them? Recreational vehicle? We were talking about their plans last night in an RV. They've never driven one before. I'm trying to give them lessons in how to drive something that big. I think it's 35. It's not a huge one, but it's.
How are you giving lessons over the phone of how to drive?
No, they're here. No, they're here.
Oh,
they live across the street from me. They have a place in Palm Springs, so they go out there for the winter. And they this year decided not to fly, but to take an RV and go visit some places. Yeah, exactly. Except they don't know how to drive it, but. think they'll be all right. People are getting antsy, and I'm beginning to wonder whether, you know, the whole business there. There are those who are looking at the condition of the airlines and looking at how they've cut back their routes. One of them is, you know, American is airline that I've used. I don't like them necessarily, but way back when they took over TWA mileage went into the American account, so I just stayed there. But they're looking pretty weak, actually, to a lot of people wondering whether they can survive or not over the next 3 or 4 months, because this thing, there won't be a, Southwest is trying to get a jump on it and get some cash. They have a lot of cash anyway. Most of the large airlines that had made billions of dollars in the last couple of years have plenty of cash, but they're burning through it. And I don't know where the stimulus is on all of this. Is the $600 is supposed to be starting this week, isn't it? Even though
a lot of people have already gotten it. Yeah.
Have they?
Direct deposit, really? And then I think paper checks are probably going out this week or next.
Yeah, I think most direct deposit stuff is already actually out there. And if not, there's something, if you go online, you can actually check the status of your direct deposit or if you're getting a paper check.
Really? But either of you have that, or you make too much money so you don't get them?
No, I don't know. I haven't seen it come into my account yet, so I don't know. But I know that, like, everybody around me, my mom, everybody told me that they got theirs, so I'm sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I'm going to look to see if I got mine. Excuse me. All right. Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles holding hands. No. They went to a friend's wedding over the weekend, so what is the... Do I have to call up Kara to get the story here, or what's the Harry Styles?
Oh, Kara and I were texting about this immediately when I got the TMZ alert yesterday. This is, like... huge news.
She's 10 years older than he is. Who was she with before? Who was he with
Jason
before?
Jason Sudeikis. He's been single for a while, but she was just, well, it depends on what source, but she and Jason Sudeikis have two kids together. They've been together for, I don't know, 10 years, something like that. Yeah. And they broke up earlier this year. They seem to be, they've been photographed with the kids. They seem to be happy and co-parenting, but she's been directing Harry Styles for the last, I think, about a month or so. He's starring in a movie that she's in. Yeah. And so James Corden apparently is the one, speaking of Palm Springs, they've been filming out near Palm Springs, and James Corden has a house there, and he's good friends with Harry, and so he helped them, I guess, keep the romance under wraps, and he let them live in his house in Palm Springs.
No. So, sin? Horrible.
That's yes. Hey, good for her. You go, girl. Like, Harry was great.
And they're both so pretty. Like, they're just, they're a pretty couple for sure, so.
There's something about her. She has this look about her. There's something about her that's very, she's not curvy, but she has still that kind of, I don't know, that wistful look. I found her. She's been a lot of different things. But she's now become quite an accomplished director. That's where she seems to be hanging her shingle now, kind of like who was the woman that was on Hill Street Blues that became a very, very well-known director. So, okay.
Like, yeah, you lost
all
me.
Right,
what?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Call your
Hill
father
Street
for it.
Hill Street Blues, okay.
You don't know what hills, come on. Please don't tell me
I don't know what
Hill Street Blues is.
Victoria was, like, born when Hill Street Blues was on. I mean, I know it a little bit, but I don't think I ever watched an episode.
No, I've heard of it. I've heard of it.
Phil, find the theme to Hill Street Blues.
The 80s, and I'm sure my grandfather watched it. You and my grandfather watched all the same things.
Why do you always take such pride in equivalizing me with your grandparents?
Because my grandfather lived in the house with us, and so all the stuff that he watched, you also happened to watch.
Here's the theme from Hill Street Blues.
Like, that's going to do it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's all coming back to me.
Well... Seriously, you never heard this theme before? What are you living under?
Absolutely
not.
Did we ask that we didn't hear the theme? We just said that it's a...
I've never heard of this. I've never heard this theme.
Really?
Have you heard this, Jen?
Yeah. But I would never... I'd hear it, and I'd be like, oh, like L.A. Law or something. Like, I don't know. I wouldn't know exactly what it was, but it's familiar.
So I'm glad that we tangentially went to some woman who used to be on that show that none of us have seen,
yeah.
And that then she became a director. Yeah, scrap metal in Turkey.
All right, let's see. Here's something that's more current than perhaps Zoe Kravitz and her husband.
Does Turkey get all the leftovers, Doug?
I even saw this yesterday and paid attention to it because I remember somehow or other did we ever interview Zoe Kravitz? Why do I remember her? Or am I thinking of Zoe Deschanel? Maybe I'm thinking about that.
I don't know that we interviewed either of them, but
not since I've been on the show. No, neither Zoe.
Time didn't begin until you started to be on the show.
I just am saying, since I've been on the show almost 5 years, no, Zoe Deschanel nor Zoe Kravitz have been on the show. Maybe before that you did.
Is this a big deal? Jay, is this something that your crowd would follow too? What, does anybody care about this divorce?
This is international news.
Oh, yes.
It is?
This is huge.
Yeah.
It is?
Oh. Oh, my God. Why do you think it's in the prep, Doug?
Really?
Celebrity relationships matter.
Yeah. It's not as big a news as the cruise ships in Turkey, but
right.
It's bubbling.
It pales in comparison to a busted Carnival cruise ship, but sure. Yes, this is international news. Zoe Kravitz has filed for divorce. She was married 18 months. I think there's something fishy about the guy, because just a few months ago in the summer, in June, they had their one-year anniversary and everything seemed fine. And then I've been seeing a lot of, like, online gossip about she quickly filed right before Christmas. Anytime a celebrity files for divorce at Christmas, it's because something went down and they don't want the press to pick it up yet, you know, so it takes a while. But, yeah, I don't know. It's very weird. But they had a huge, huge international wedding in Paris, and it was at her dad Lenny Kravitz's home, and Nicole Kidman was there. I mean, it was a who's who of, you know, Meryl Streep. Like, all the Big Little Lies ladies were there, and the whole cast. It was a really big deal. So 18 months later, it's kaput.
Kaputsky.
Lisa Bonet's daughter, too, right? Lisa
yes.
Bonet and Lenny Kravitz. Ugh.
Yeah, Lisa Bonet, who's people. Married to, what's his name, Aquaman,
Jason,
right?
Jason Momoa?
Yeah, Jason Momoa, yeah.
You know, when I hear that name, all I can think of is a drink.
What?
Momoa. What name? Jason Momoa.
Are you thinking mimosas?
Maybe that's what I'm thinking.
It's also something, Jay, he's never had, so don't worry.
I was going to say, look at Doug getting brunch.
No, no.
I know they serve them at the Breakers in Palm Beach. That's about it, as far as that's concerned. 47 after the hour on the DJV program. Here's a reason for you to choose Calitrin for your healthy weight loss program that I know you're getting onto, because that's what you do at the beginning of the year. You're going to lose that weight. We all say it together. I will lose the weight. I will lose the weight. It's just how you get there. I was just talking about Corden, and he's doing the Weight Watchers thing. Okay, so that's good, but and the weight will come off fast, but how healthy is it and how expensive is it? That's another thing that people take into consideration, I think, when they decide, okay, what plan am I going to follow? What am I going to do? Where is it going to go? Well, if you go to Calitrin, either Calitrin.com or to toploss.com, you can go through all of the fabulous success stories. They connect you also with your own counselor so that you can have good advice on when and how and what to do to work around. What else supports you losing weight besides just getting on the Calitrin program every night before you go to bed? It's all there. It's a quick read. The idea of having Calitrin in the home for lots of different... Everybody can use it. Your spouse can use it. Your children can use it if they need to kind of concentrate on losing a little bit of weight. We all could probably use a little of focus on our weight now that we're done. I even put on 4 pounds, and I didn't know it until I'd been on the scale for a while. So it's Calitrin to the rescue, all natural, gluten-free, the healthiest way to lose weight. Amen to that. Safe weight loss is yours by going to toploss.com. Get on the program. Use the DJV code for the special deals that they have, including buy one, get one free, free shipping. It's all there. This is a safe way to lose weight. Put it in your mind. You want that, and get on to the just get on the program. Get on the ball. Go to toploss.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Three past the hour. It's Tech Talk time now on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Venmo check cashing feature. We'll find out how that works just a moment from now.
KFC's Colonel Sanders here. We all love sitting down to a home-cooked meal with a family, but there's rarely enough hours in a day to do the cooking. So let me do the cooking for you. Well, not me personally, that's just a turn of phrase. Your KFC will do the actual cooking. The point is, let someone else do the home cooking for you. Come to KFC and pick up a $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings to feed your family. Order ahead or use contactless delivery at KFC.com. Limited time only at participating locations only. Prices may vary. Tax and substitution extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority. And Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid, and in larger sizes, so you can take on any cleaning job, knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered, or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
All right, so Victoria, what's Venmo up to?
Venmo, of course, is the PayPal-owned banking app, and they are launching a check-cashing feature for both Android and iOS apps for eligible users in the U.S., and the cash-a-check feature will allow users to snap a photo of a check and deposit it into their Venmo account. this is a very similar system to what a lot of other online banks already have. You always love to make fun of me that I take a picture of all of my checks and deposit everything into Chase. Well, a lot of banks already do that, and so Venmo is taking a page out of that. The review process that makes the funds available should only take a few seconds, and in some cases they say it might take up to an hour, but probably not. Fees will apply to most checks, but Venmo's waiving the fee for deposits of stimulus checks for a limited time. So if you do get a paper check in the mail and you would like to deposit that into your Venmo account, you can now use the cash check feature and you will not be charged any fees. The usual fees, which are governed by PayPal, they normally include a 5% check cashing fee for hand-signed payroll and government checks for a minimum fee of $5 or 1% of the fees. So they're going to waive all of that. To use cash a check, a Venmo customer has to have either a Venmo debit card, which a lot of people have now, or direct deposit active to their Venmo account. And so Venmo has partnered with First Century Bank and Ingo Money. Ingo Money provides the check cashing services for PayPal. So now they're just sort of transferring that same service over to Venmo. And so, like I said, most banks already do this, but this is great news for Venmo customers. A lot of people who, don't want to use a traditional bank with all the fees, Venmo is a really convenient option. So now if you have your stimulus check, pop it into Venmo and you won't have to pay the fee.
All right, here's KFC's marketing department get kind of wacky announcing a gaming computer.
The Geek Out.
Over the holiday break, the oddest tech story to arrive came from Kentucky Fried Chicken. Yes, KFC's been doing some bits of late, including a TV miniseries about the Colonel, and now a gaming PC. Just before Christmas, the KF console, a fully maxed out PC gaming rig, in the shape of a shiny black bucket that also just happens to have a compartment for keeping your fried chicken warm. Now, the claim specs show off a rig capable of 4K and 240 frames per second, but it's that compartment that supposedly sits on top of the processor using the heat it generates to keep your KFC warm and ready. Now, we don't have any words on price or release date, but you kind of have to see it for yourself, so we've tweeted a link over at the Geek Out.
It can happen easily. A few drinks become a few too many. It's time to go when you think of calling for a ride home. Nah, what's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
All right, what's up with Discovery Plus, Victoria?
Well, Discovery Plus is the new streaming service that's heading our way from Discovery. It actually launched on Monday, and it went live immediately on both Roku and Amazon's Fire TV. So the good thing about this is if you're really into home improvement shows, this will be your jam, and you don't have to have go through the problems that HBO Max and Peacock had because they, didn't put it on Roku, they didn't put it on Fire TVs, they were fighting with Amazon, it was a mess. So at least with Discovery Plus, you can watch everything right away. Now, some of the new offerings, they have several shows that are spun off from Discovery Classics, like 90 Day Fiancé, as well as new versions of old favorites. They've got Bobby Flay, Giada De Laurentiis of the Food Network, a new Long Island Medium series, and a new series from Chip and Joanna Gaines on their new Magnolia Network. They, of course, were the hosts of the Fixer Upper home repair series, so they're going to bring back a whole new one. So this will start at $4.99 a month for the ad-supported version, meaning you have to sit through ads. If you don't want ads, then it will be $6.99 a month, and so you can just add that to the long list of things that you're paying for.
Yep, there it is. Keep chalking it up. We'll go back to regular TV. Thanks very much. That's Victoria Keevan. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.